It has been 3 months since Michael last heard from his brother. He grew impatient as he waited for his letter. He waited for another month, but to no avail. With some concern, Michael began to suspect that something had happened to him. Michael's brother, Dr. Gin Chaos, was a genius in physics, specializing in warp zones. He knew that the experiment on warp zones could bring hazardous results, so he conducted research alone at his lab in a remote village. He sent Michael a research report every month. According to the last report, Dr. Chaos had succeeded in creating warp zones. He seemed to have continued his research on the effects of such space on a living body. Michael decided to go to his brother's lab. The lab stood in a quiet setting, but it didn't look like anything existed inside. Gathering his courage, Michael stepped inside the house. In the silent hallway, he saw only rats and bats. On a desk near the doorway, he found his brother's diary. On the last page, he read, month, day. I made a great mistake. I overlooked the effect of warp zones on living organisms. It was too late when I realized this. The living things in the warp zone had grown so big that they began to take over my house. The warp zones can swallow you up at any time. Open one of the doors to the warp zones, and you will be attacked by these monsters. I have been trying to invent machines to stop the monsters, but I'm not sure if I still have time. My brother Michael, if you happen to read this diary, you are the only one who can stop this situation. Michael searched for the machines, but could not find them. The monsters coming out of the warp zones must have grabbed them away. He had to do something about this before someone fell victim to the monsters. With a knife in his hand, Michael kicked open the door. Hi, you're listening to Lords of the Game, and this is Dr. Chaos.
Into the flame, into the fire, with no regard for a thing, but that I'm the Lord of the Game. I rule this empire.
I am the God of Hellfire,
Lord of the Game.
Hey, everybody, you're listening to Lords of the Game. And I am joined today by my friend and faithful co-host,
Young Will.
And, yeah, we're checking out this Dr. Chaos here. It starts out with an awesome blood-dripping Dr. Chaos scream.
And an awesome house, too.
Yeah, and a skull. It looks like something in the, which neighborhood would you say?
Probably, Vernon Heights.
Yeah. Oh, funny. We both said the same thing.
Like a dentist.
Yeah. This place.
How much do you think they would go in SF, like, now?
Oh, God, I've got to say, like, over $7,000.
So worth it, though.
Yeah, and you could see in the window Dr. Chaos is leering out or screaming.
Throwing his hands in the air.
Yeah, this game's cool. It's kind of, like, very Lovecraftian. That's what I appreciate about it. Let's see here if I could... Hello? Ooh. Hello. I don't know if that changes anything. Turn this up.
What makes this more Lovecraftian than, like, Poe-ian?
Probably, like, the science.
Oh, okay. Because
we all know that...
Poe didn't really fucks with science.
No, he was more of a man of feelings and premonitions rather than hard evidence, empirical evidence to back his theories.
Of monsters.
Yeah. But yeah, let's get into it. I'm going to start the timer pretty soon.
Perfect.
So, we get the stopwatch here. Will, do you think you're going to beat this game once we
Absolutely. There's not even a shadow of doubt.
Yeah, because that's what people listen to this podcast for. To
yeah,
hear people beat
for,
video games.
You know, to vicariously live through gaming.
Was Vicarious a good Tool song?
I think, like, on the Tool pantheon, it's, like, a C+.
Uh-huh.
You know, everything past Ottawa is kind of hit and miss.
Fair enough. All right, we'll start the timer now. And we begin.
Okay, so I have a really long arm.
Yeah. It's actually supposed to be a knife. Or it's kind of like a sword. I like this opening.
Fucked me up.
You start the game and right away you're walking in through like a this house, I guess, has holes in it and you're just stepping in the... Yeah, so you can walk in the door.
Oh, great. And I get to point at things.
Yeah. And you can change, I think by pressing select, you can change how you interact with the items in front of you.
Okay.
It's kind of like an early version of Myst.
Myst is chill.
Yeah. Oh, you open the drawer and get a gun.
How do I get a gun?
You have to select get. See okay. On the side there? I think if you hold a button and press down. Press, hold A and press down, and hold B and press down. Huh.
You've done this before. Do you want to...
Let me try really quick here.
Because I really need
to see, look. That's what I said. You hold Y. You know, whatever. Hold Y, and you press down, and that...
Oh, perfect.
So you have a member on the right-hand side, menu on the right-hand side. Get the gun.
Yes, awesome.
Got it.
Now I have a gun. My problems will soon be over.
Open sesame. Look, you can go through...
A laundry chute.
Yeah, a laundry chute if you want.
A chimney.
Now, in this game, it's also, I gotta warn you, it's kind of scary. There are scary parts to it.
Okay. Like, I'm glad I brought Dramamine.
Yeah. Yeah, there are parts where monsters pop out of doors and stuff.
Did you know that's what you were getting into when you bought this game?
I did. I wanted to be frightened.
I see.
Let's see here. Yeah.
I see there's a beaker.
Mm-hmm. I think potions do something for you. Let's open this door and go. And we are back outside. I have a gun now, by the way.
Now this bat poses no problem to you.
Okay. It looks like you can go between a gun, a sword, and your bare hands.
Very mixed martial arts.
Yes. Alright.
Another gun.
Yes. Alright, I'm going to let you take over from here.
Okay.
Because I think, yeah, just hold down Y to use, to get, like, open, get, go, or hit things. You can hear the police in the back.
We live in the worst part of rural lights.
I think that, yeah, that definitely should be said, mentioned.
I think if Lou Reed was here playing video games, he'd be...
Feel right at home.
Right at home.
Yeah. I know, what really... I think you can go in those things and try hitting everything. Well, like the painting in the background, try hitting it.
Okay.
You can,
but there's not a...
I know there's not really a painting.
But it is a frame.
Yeah, it's a frame. You're gonna... You could go through that, I think. Or open that. You have to open that one. Anyways...
No way it tells me.
I know, you guys can't see this at home. But
nothing
yeah,
is lost.
Nothing is lost. There's like, it's kind of like Shadowgate. You can see like a bunch of stuff in front. It's like a point and click adventure. Half of it is, the other half is roaming around the house punching or sword slashing bats. Remember, you gotta hold Y and press up to the get. There you go.
Oh.
Yeah. Nothing.
Well, this is fucked up.
Wait, go to turn to your right again.
Oh.
And try punching that thing like I said. Try punching it. Hit it.
Okay.
Hold Y, go down and hit.
Nothing there.
Ah, drat. Well, at some point,
Oh, fuck! Oh, shit.
Yeah, he's gonna hurt you, so shoot him. This ugly midget came out. See what I mean? There's some scary parts of this game.
Well, this is before, like, gentrification, obviously.
Yeah.
Well.
Is this game scary to you yet? Well?
Absolutely. This, I will have so many night terrors. Okay.
Yeah. So you're traveling around this house. According to the story, your brother opened up all these warp zones. And you've got to somehow navigate your way through them. And find the pieces of the machine that will kill him. Or the monsters or something. It's kind of like that Lovecraft story.
What is that one? The one where the scientist, like, opens up gateways to, wasn't the Curious Case of Charles Dexter Ward. They made a movie of it. Oh, yeah, try hitting that thing. I'm going to keep having to tell
you. Okay.
Every time you see something like that, try hitting it. And I'm talking about these things that look like frames, but there's no painting in the middle of them. Oh, yes.
Oh, shit.
See, if you punch certain things in this game, items will drop out. And this is important because there's one place that I got stuck on for the longest time until I read, like, a... Oh no, here comes the big gorilla man. Shoot him. Two hits, three hits, and the gorilla is down. You have 45 life points left.
Is 45 enough to get it, to get through this?
No, but 46 and 2.
Just ahead of me.
We'll get you just ahead of the game.
Can we talk a little bit about that song?
46 and 2. What was
it's,
that?
It's about, like, human evolution, right?
Yeah, so I'm gonna... Is it 46? No,
a chromosome.
Chromosomes.
Oh, shit.
Oh, here comes...
It's Matt Pinfield.
Yeah, Matt Pinfield dolls jump out of doors and attack you.
To tell you about, like, new Rufus Wainwright records.
Yes. I think it kind of reminds me of, like, if the guy from, the Addams Family were a midget. See, this is
which
annoying.
One? Which, there's so many members of the Addams Family.
What's his name? The Hispanic one.
Like, the dad?
Yeah.
Like, the first, like, Rockabilly Cholo.
Right? Yeah, he's the one that inspired all the rest of them. You live in Southern California, you know what I'm talking
he
about.
He was on the ground floor of, like, doing chain reaction. And
oh,
like,
yeah, man.
Like, do you think he had Morrissey tattoos?
Oh, dude. Yeah, what's his name again? Something Gomez?
Yeah, like Adam.
Yeah, Adam Gomez. Oh, that's my name. Oh, here comes the gorilla.
Fuck. There's not much you can do when you...
I know. I'm down to 15 life. That gorilla really fucked you. And he has, like, his chest open, and you can see his bones.
It's very harrowing.
Yeah, sometimes when you open a door, a monster jumps at you.
This isn't in real life when, like, sometimes you'll find weed.
Yeah, exactly. There's no, like,
like, imagine, like, a haunted, like, Wasa Collective.
Right? Oh,
but with guns.
The monsters. Let's see.
Well, it's reassuring to know that, like, monsters really don't have a strategy against guns.
That's true, yes.
So who's really the monster?
I know, right? Is there a monster in history that used a gun? I think that's a good...
Loch Ness, Nessie.
How could Nessie have... Well, I see your point. Never mind. Let's see. Oh, good. I got some more life potion. I guess drinking piss in this game gives you extra health points.
Not unlike real life. Like,
no.
This is like the life story of J.D. Salinger.
What famous people drank urine to gain extra life?
I just know J.D. Salinger did it.
Oh, wait. He did? For real?
Yeah. No, his daughter did a book about him where he's like... Where she was like, my dad drinks piss.
His dad was a dirty piss guzzler.
Yeah, totally. Like, that's what he was doing all of this
that's
time.
That's what he was really famous for it.
Yeah.
Besides his book.
And, like, killing John Lennon.
Yeah. Oh, man. Do you think if he had been alive today, he would have killed John Lennon?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, man. So I guess it all worked out for him in the end, didn't it? Despite
all his rage.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite Beatle, Adam? I've been meaning to ask you for so long.
Oh, thank you. I never thought you'd ask. Oh, here, we found
the
first one.
Was it Keith?
Keith. Mick. Or, no, I mean, to be serious here, I have to say, you know, there was a time when I thought I'd be a Ringo guy, you know, get into his works, because I always thought he was the funniest one.
Well, Ringo gets a lot of shit for doing, like, Yellow Submarine, but, like, does he have other jams, or is that kind of...
Yes, he did that song, Don't Let Me Down, Don't Make Me Cry, Don't Make Me Blue.
That sounds
tight. By the way, we've entered the first warp zone, and it's like, what is it like?
Man, imagine, like, stroke, like smoking, like, the strongest, like, indica.
I thought you were going to say, imagine a Strokes album.
Is this it?
Yeah. No, this is, like, a Strokes album that was, like, got less plays. Like, you know, one of their This Is It records, like, the one about... Is there one about a lunchbox or something?
Oh, you're thinking of First Impressions of Earth Adam.
Yeah. Wait, who's that?
It's the Strokes. It's like the album they... their third album when everyone forgot about them.
Oh, wow. What a derpy album name.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of like...
First Impression. That's like a David Bowie, mid-90s David Bowie record.
Yeah, that's like, that's almost like Division Bell.
Welcome to Earth, humanoid.
But yeah, and it's the Strokes. Like, at least David Bowie was like a gay alien.
Yeah, you can back that up.
Yeah, in like 2006, he was just, figuring out about Earth for the first time, I'm sure.
He was, like, listening to Pixies for the first time.
Oh, definitely. Like, he just found out about Wire.
Yeah. Well, always late to the game, but never one to disappoint.
But, yeah. I think he has a new album out, and so does Pink Floyd. It's a great time to be an AARP subscriber.
Wait, David Bowie has it? I thought he just had a new... Like, his deathbed record just came out.
I think he did something else that was super deathbed-y.
Yeah.
But I think the big news is that Pink Floyd...
Yeah, that's true.
...did Infinite River.
Nice. Have you listened to it at all?
I haven't, but it's all Division Bell B-sides. So
oh, really?
I'm really excited for it.
That's horrible.
You were not on the Division Bell kick?
It didn't have that song "Learning to Fly" on it.
You're thinking of the right album. It did have.
"Learning to Fly." Okay, well that gives it extra points. if it gave us nothing else than that "Learning to Fly" song, you know, this definitely deserves a place among the best.
And I know, like, aren't you more of a Gilmore fan?
A Gilmore Girl.
Yeah.
Well, Waters is cool.
Well,
Waters did The Wall.
He did, like, Rogers did talk about, like, the slow decay of, like, human morale, but Gilmore talked about drugs.
Yeah, that's true. And being, like, a sad guitar center employee. Before it was cool.
Did he invent that trope?
It seemed.
Could a case be made?
Like, yeah, he just seems like a look at tools. Like, I don't know, his face looks... He has a resting bitch face, that's for sure. Actually, both. Okay, so now we come to the first boss, which just makes you laugh. It's like a worm guy. It's got. Looks like my dog. He's comically easy to kill.
Not unlike your dog.
Not unlike my dog. Oh, we got a pathway.
Oh, hey, what's up?
Nice. And we got a piece of the thing.
Okay, great.
Yeah, moving on. Now we gotta go back through this warp zone, I think.
I see the enemies regenerate, like, pretty easily.
Yeah, they keep coming back. They never stop, really. They're all pretty much the same. There's these flying piranhas. There's kind of slightly different enemies from in the house.
It's a useful analogy for M-safe sex.
Yeah. And every once in a while, this giant brain flies at you, which I'm going to assume is Dr. Chaos's brain. The screen will flash and the brain comes out. He let the brains out. but yeah.
Yeah, so when did this game... Is this an 80s game?
It is. It's his. Wait, hold on one second. I could give you the info here. Let's see. Yeah, this was released by FCI Games. And they're actually like
they're legit.
I think they're pretty legit. Like, they put out some really, you know, funny, like, B-level type games. Here's the instruction manual you can look at here on my phone.
Great.
I don't think I own the actual instruction manual. I want to.
One day.
Great cover art. It really drew me into this game. Like, I don't know, just the idea of, like, meeting Dr. Chaos was really enough for me to want to play this game. Alright, now we're back inside the house. I got out of that warp zone because we killed the that really hilarious caterpillar. Get my gun. Open the dude's stuff. Drink my pee.
Got it.
Yeah.
Man, so this is about, like, kind of living in the shadow of your much cooler brother.
It is, yeah. Do you have a much cooler brother?
I do.
Really?
So I relate. I definitely relate
to this
story.
He's cooler than you?
He's older, so yes.
No, it doesn't always equal cooler.
I mean,
Well,
you have, like, an unfair advantage.
What's so cool about him, though? What could possibly be cool?
Graffiti.
Oh, he does graffiti?
Totally.
Oh, never mind.
So, yeah, I hear him. Do you have to live through a similar kind of,
No, not at all. Me and my brother...
You just blew him out of the water.
Yeah.
That's tight.
So he didn't want to do cool things.
You were like, hey, want to listen to Ruby Vroom?
Yeah.
He's like, I'll pass.
No way. Want to listen to ska music and give him the Boot Volume 2. I mean, full disclosure, I like that album too. Actually.
Yeah, the Necromantics really had a great jam on that.
What was their jam on? Did you listen to Give Him the Boot 2?
I had Give Him the Boot 2. I didn't have the first or any future volumes, but I definitely had that one. And I don't remember anything from it.
I think Give Him the Boot, the original, wasn't so bad either, but I think it's the second one that really... that's the banger.
Yeah.
To Give Him the Boot series. Let's see here.
When you were, like, playing music with a band and actively shopping it around, would you ever think to yourself, maybe this is Hellcat material?
Oh, no, I didn't, actually.
You think that set you back?
Well, I'm gonna say not really. I mean, I don't know, It's hard to say. Was Hellcat really that big of a deal?
Man.
Did you make them out to be all the time?
I don't know. They did have F-, so you be the judge.
Was F- tight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never...
Oh, man. I'm
oh,
in the
fuck,
water
this...
and just dying.
I think did you get out in time?
That remains to be seen. No, I have drowned in the water. Oh, that sucks. How are you supposed to get through this game?
This is a very difficult game.
Yes, it is. But we have a piece of the machine.
And we have the peace of mind of knowing that this is a podcast.
Yes.
So do we have to do everything all over again?
No, I don't think so, because look, you have that little energy charger thing.
Oh, great.
And piece of the machine. I think what you want to do is walk on the bottom level as far left as possible, turn left, and try and get past that one thing.
I see.
So go all the way to the left. What's nice about this game is that the doors, when you go in them, it's the same map as when you're outside the doors, if that makes sense. So it's all linear progression. If you go in this door here, turn left, you should be able to get to the other place by punching that thing.
Ah.
So turn left again. Now you're facing as if it were to the right. So turn left again, and now open or punch all that shit. Let's see
okay.
if you can go through it. No, I mean, try opening
oh, yeah.
it first.
Oh, yeah.
Open.
Oh, hey, it's piss.
Yeah, drink that.
Gotta get that.
Punch that. Okay.
Open?
Could be wrong. Anyways.
Well, nothing gold can stay. Except
true.
Piss.
Yes. Let's see. You can enter warp zones without the Ultra Space Sensor. Find the sensor first and look for... Okay, so that sensor, that machine, you know, that blue thing... Oh, it says there's a warp zone here. Every time it lights up, it'll tell us.
Oh, cool.
That's a warp zone, I'm pretty sure. So open it and go.
Oh, fuck.
Here comes Gomez.
Matt Pinfield.
Every once in a while, these monsters jump out and just ruin your life. It's not fair. God damn,
he annihilated
you.
Short here. Work of me.
Yeah.
And so it goes.
And so it goes. That's the, And So It Goes. Is that the title of the Rat King record?
Did
you
yes.
listen to them?
I did.
What did you think?
I liked it.
Yeah.
I liked it. It was
New Rat King!
It's very unique. I feel like it's something you can really overstand if you're in, like, New York, which we're obviously not. I mean, I can only understand, like, falsetto hyphy rap,
Okay. Oh, no. This is the warp zone with the water. There's no way.
Which you hate.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
There's gotta be a better way.
There's gotta be a better way. Okay. Let's see here. So now we know that sensor that blinks tells us when there's warp zones. That's helpful.
It doesn't suck.
Okay. Oh, I'm going to get that life right there. Okay, that thing is telling me there's no warp zones.
So I think this is applicable now that we're playing, like, a video game. With the internet abuzz with the Gamergate scandal, can you shed some light on your views? On this controversy.
Yeah, what I'm going to say is that it's stupid. Well, I mean, everyone says that. I think that's not fair to say. What I will say is that the people that have issues on either side, I don't know. All right, so basically what happened...
Give us some background.
Yeah, is this girl... played this dude, and the dude got mad and started saying, like... Well, she developed this video game called Depression Quest, which looks really boring, and,
unlike real depression,
right,
which is
yeah,
great.
Which is awesome. Now, I think that was part of the thing, was that it was supposed to be dumb and depressing and boring to remind you how depressing and boring it is to be depressed. And, I think, I know, since it was made by a girl that, like, that gave it, you know, other people license to try and, like, give opinions on it for reasons other than...
Mountain Dew.
Yeah. And here's the thing, yeah, all new games, even indie-developed games, are terrible and not worth my time, or anyone's time, that's kind of the bottom line, and I think, you know, yeah, it's something you wouldn't find, I don't know. GameStop is terrible, that's all I have to say.
Would you ever get a job there?
Oh, definitely. You mean be cool? Definitely, yes. Alright, now I'm throwing grenades at a skeleton. We found another warp zone.
Do you think this controversy has made you more of a men's rights advocate or less of one?
I think more of one. Because, like, now I get that they get depressed. And they think of their depression as a quest, much like I do.
And plus there's... plus class.
Yeah, class. It's a real question of class over swag, I think. No, but I don't know. There's also this
but woman... seriously, like, do you think she's dating, like, some drug-dealing, like, asshole, or what?
Oh, man, I hope so. I feel like when girls date the drug-dealing asshole dude...
they're probably happier.
They're probably pretty stoked. The dude's probably really good in bed because he's, like... I don't know, just in charge of life. Like, he takes life, you know, by the balls and just tells everyone, you know, where to stand in line. And, like,
he sends it.
Yeah.
You receive it.
Yeah, as a, you know, as someone who dates women, you know, it's like the male version of this is, like, a babe who's also, like, goes to clubs and just, like... I don't know, tells you what to do all the time.
Yeah.
And that's awesome, right?
I have a ton of male friends.
Yeah. But, like, yeah, it's also just, like, makes you feel like, well, I don't have to worry about anything because she's always keeping tabs on me and is really hot and just kind of, you know, I get it. You know, this whole, like, the girl dates the asshole kind of thing. I get it. Just in the other way around, you know. It's cool to date an asshole girl, too.
Definitely.
It's very desirable. Can you relate to that?
Oh, absolutely.
Does this match your depression quest?
Hello, Internet.
We are anonymous.
We are a group of elite hackers who rule the Internet from the shadows.
And we have come to warn you of a grim future should a Gamergate movement succeed.
It is without saying that for the sake of security of the Internet, that we are making a public message, a warning to those who support and push the Gamergate movement.
And that the well-being of Zoe Quinn, Anita Sarkisian, Phil Fish, and every other target of Gamergate within the social justice warrior community should be upheld.
A long time ago, a wise and old internet scholar taught us, the Legion of Anonymous, what the truths of the internet are, and why it is important that they should be protected at all costs.
And for the sake of these truths, for the first time in over 150 years, we have decided to unveil these rules.
The first and most important rule is something that somebody once told me: the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead.
Well, the years start coming, and they don't stop coming fed to the rules, and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb.
So much to do, so much to see, so what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know. If you don't go, you'll never shine. If you don't glow.
We warned you right then.
Oh, no,
we told you about...
Oh, fuck. We have to start at this...
Yeah, but...
horrible.
The opening to the house you crawl in through.
I can't believe this is live.
Yeah. This game... I said...
This is worse than being kidnapped by ISIS.
Oh, wait. Go up to the top. Sure. Okay, I think I remember where the warp zone is.
Can you talk to the rats?
Oh.
And you know their secrets.
This is new Rat King. Damn. That's what I like about... Oh, go back. It's that door. Oh,
okay. This one?
Yeah. What I like about Rat King is how they say, damn. It's really compelling. I think you open up that window and go through.
Oh, okay. Tight.
Here we go. All right.
Feel me flow.
Yeah. Okay, awesome. So we're now so, like, tuned into this game now. It doesn't take long for us.
On a purely aesthetic level, how do you feel about the way the main character looks?
He looks... I don't know, I think his shoes are a little clunky.
Yeah. You think they're New Balances?
I was gonna say Skechers.
Okay. Yeah, New Balances don't really get the shit they deserve.
Really?
Yeah,
I remember, like...
Man, this sucks. This is so difficult.
Yeah, it's hard. When you die, you just look at the screen and just say, God help me. I wish I was Mario.
I wish I was Kirby.
Yeah, right. Well, who doesn't? Who wouldn't like to just float around and inhale things all day?
I mean, that was my college years.
Yeah. Would you ever return to your college years?
Oh, absolutely, without a doubt.
Really? What would you do differently?
Oh, definitely get, like, the degree in, like anthropology.
Yeah? I thought you were going to get your dick sucked.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. I'd be going to Hella Shannon and the Clams concerts at the Knockout.
Nice.
Flexing nuts.
Yeah, or, like, a gravy train.
Oh, yeah, Hunks and His Funks. Like, yeah. I'm trying to think what was popular around that time.
And having gay friends or pretending to be gay.
Yeah, definitely.
Was that a thing?
What?
At the time, I was under that impression. I could just be, you know, coming from a very, very different world.
No, I think that was totally a meme at the time.
To be gay, but be, like, secretly straight.
Yeah, I mean, there was definitely, like, heavy...
Undercover gay thing.
Like, straight shaming in the early to mid-2000s.
I wouldn't say it was straight shaming as much as it was, like... It was, like, people, I feel like, were just beginning to realize, like, again...
Well, this was, like, post-Michael Moore America. Yeah. For the younger listeners... Baffled by this.
People are like,
can you use your gun, by the way?
You can. Maybe I should do that.
You prefer to...
Right now, I'm killing these jellies and stuff with my knife. Because, like, I don't want to waste bullets on jelly.
Of course.
Oh, man, these things, like, fly just out of range of your gun pretty often. They're as infuriating as the Metroid enemies, some of you would say. You go out of them here.
But less infuriating than your real life enemies. Well.
Yeah.
Did we ever get to the bottom of, like, describing, like, what this dude looks like?
Oh, yeah. He looks like... He kind of reminds me of Link from Legend of Zelda 2.
But he's kind of like a normcore Link.
Yeah. What is he wearing? Like, sweatpants? Like, gray sweatsuit?
Yeah, he's just, like, very Seinfeld.
Chunky, you know... Plastic shoes.
He definitely has an open mic night.
Yeah. He's holding a sword, but it just kind of looks like a long arm that's kind of about to poke someone in the eye.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the best I could... Oh, God. Here comes...
Oh, Skulls McKenzie.
Yeah, Skulls McBones. Coming back. I don't know how to get up to these platforms here. This is hard.
I notice you've been having more trouble beating games since you stopped getting high.
Yes, this is true.
Do you ever think about that?
Yeah, it's like, well, now it's like I only have time to do them for an hour and I have to podcast about it. Whereas in the past, you know, I had my life to do it. And the more, I don't know.
You were living
I was naked. Rewarded more for doing it, I feel like.
Yeah, there was that.
Oh, good. These bombs are good. They don't hurt me, but they seem to hurt everything on the screen. Oh, thank God. I hope I don't have to go up those blocks. Oh, man. These are just non-stop levels of pain. I've almost made it to the boss. I have one life left. Please, Jesus, let me see something. Let me get another piece of this damn machine.
Now you know how Joan of Arc felt.
Right. Oh, wait, here's a poop boss.
What's up, Poopy?
Oh, he is a dick.
Yeah.
He's got a bottle of pills behind him, though. Makes it all worth it. Fighting your way through a floating turd.
Only you saw that before.
You died. If that was the last thing you saw instead of, like, a grinning clown. The joke is the way you know, the last thing most people will see before they die is a Joker smile. Whether that's a Insane Clown Posse kind of Juggalo Joker smile or the one
for all the Juggalos listening.
Yeah, whoop whoop. Shouts out to the community.
Lotus, Dark Lotus, Big Voodoo.
Have you heard Dark Lotus at all?
I haven't. I think I listened to them back in the Napster days, like, 13 years ago or something. But,
we thought you were listening to, like...
Like Can.
Yeah, for the first time. It's like, how did they even do this back then?
I have no guns. What do I do without guns?
You run like fuck till you get to... This is what I'm going to do next time I get to this level. Well, I mean, plus you can get them at the one door right before you get here. But what I'm going to do next time is just run till I get to the poop boss and just...
Start stabbing.
Start praying.
Freeze my go.
I guess you did it.
Oh, fuck. I'm so fucked.
Yeah, you're so fucked right now. What that zombie is comically bad. Or whatever it is.
It has good moves, though.
Yeah, it kind of just shimmies back and forth. See, this is what I'm going to do. Hey, that fucking rat took a bite out of me before I could even do anything. Okay, so there's a warp zone in this room. Huh, interesting. Do we already go through this warp zone?
All of the rooms look the same.
This is true. That's what makes this hard. Well, all I need is items. That's all I'm basically going through here for. So is this game, like, does this live up to your expectations? The way I described it? Or did I describe it to you before we played it?
Yeah, no, I heard you read the manual.
Bad, kind of.
Well, I wouldn't say it's bad, but I wish we got to see more of your brother.
Yeah, I know. Apparently he's not till the end, and he looks way cooler than you.
Fuck.
From what I've heard. Which, you know, I guess we'll get to see eventually. See, now I have 95 life, 30 bullets, man. Man, 30 bullets. Like, never mind. Won't do that. I'll be done with that.
That's not who you are anymore. Yeah. Oh, when I was in Tahoe, there was a lot of, like, Sereno graffiti on the rocks. Well, that isn't nice for you.
Why?
Well, I don't think that's the set you claim, Adam.
Uh-oh. Wait, what set do I claim?
I thought you were repping the Red Eagle.
Oh, yeah, Norteño all the way, baby. Norteño 2015, actually. When will we see our first Norteño president? By the way,
I ask myself this all the time.
Yeah. Like, we've had enough blue in the office. We need some real red devils.
Yes. Can you explain to me the appeal of, like, carnival imagery with, like, Norteño? Like, the Joker, like, crying, like, just laugh now, cry later.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Fuck. I feel like I did look this up once. Like, we're all that. Well, I mean, yeah, think about the sideshow, you know, the cars.
Did you ever attend one in the East Bay, or?
Oh, no. But I was thinking about this recently. Isn't it, couldn't you feel like you could agree with me that all Bay Area hip hop culture is really, like, embarrassing?
What? But we have, like, Krayshawn and Lil B.
Lil B, yes. Alright, we have that. But if he ever does anything, like, says, like, hypey, like, does it make you cringe just a little bit? You know what I mean? Like, don't really...
I haven't heard anyone say hypey in so many years.
I know. But, yeah, well, there's a reason why. It's just face-palmingly stupid.
Like, awkward as fuck.
Yeah, I felt like that. Okay, maybe I'm just saying that the hypey movement was pretty awkward.
Well, Adam, I would like to see you say that in Vallejo.
Yeah, well, I mean, what do they know about history anymore?
Do they even, like, know about John Cale?
Right? Do they even listen to, Paris 1919? I don't think so. Vallejo is a land
without a kale?
Yeah. Without a kettle. It's like a man without his kettlebells.
Like, zombie monkey. Dude, this is fucking hairy, man.
I know, this is really bad. I'm hoping to make it... Okay, thank
you,
God.
You have 41 life. Oh, and poop monster.
Your poop monster arises from this poopy
grave.
Yeah. Ooh, it's hilarious.
Yeah, he's really great.
Oh, my God.
Fuck, he's unbeatable, too.
Wow. That's impressive. Your turn.
Really looking forward to this.
Yeah.
So I go into the first store.
Yeah.
And the rat fucking jumped on me.
Yes.
This is great.
If you don't hurt the rat before you go in the door, there's a high likelihood he'll bite you. Give you a little nip.
Stuff.
Yeah, if you open up, like, those cabinets, I think there's sometimes stuff.
A gun, even.
This guy left a lot of, like, loaded weapons around his house. He must have been really tight. We're getting a good idea of how tight Dr. Chaos was.
Open sesame.
Nothing there.
Oh, fuck.
Man, okay, so this is, like, when I like to think about, like, what it'd be like if you were locked in a cabin that snowed over for, like, a month and all you had was a Nintendo in a shitty game that was hard to get through. Like, would you be, how quickly would you beat it? You have no cell phone or internet, but you have Dr. Chaos on the Nintendo.
But the little magic...
I don't think you want to go to this warp zone.
Okay.
I don't think you'll like what you... No, isn't this the warp zone we already went to? That's what I'm saying.
Oh, shit.
I could be wrong. I could be wrong. We might have never gone to that warp zone. You should check it out. I'll check it out. Might as well. Will just got killed by one of those fucking orangutans. Okay. So yeah, open this. Go!
The graphics are very realistic.
Oh, shit! You're right. We haven't been to this one yet. The Land of Flying Skulls. Yeah, the graphics are remarkably...
If you've ever been in this
a warp zone?
Kind of, a warp zone
this
before.
Kind of warp
this
zone before?
Definitely ring a bell.
Yeah. Stop me if you've seen this warp zone before. Oh, man. Actually, yeah, these warp zones are a little more varied than I, you know, remembered them to be. Sometimes you warp into a cave, sometimes it's a Vietnam jungle. Oh, shit. This is what really sucks, is if you miss these platforming jumps, it takes you all the way back to the beginning of the warp zone. The giant booger will flash and appear at you. Oh, man. And you have to just, hit, you know, fucking kill bats.
It's like your GRE all over again.
Yeah. Crawling
in my skin. These ones.
Yeah, these ones.
where would you rank Linkin Park on the new metal category?
They were definitely like the ones who were ushering us into a new era. They're like, we get
a new era.
We get it. New metal is the thing now, but they're like the ones something... who paved the way for what Radiohead would do later on in their career.
Oh, definitely.
Blending electronica and hardcore heavy riffage and rap vocals, which Tom York is
known for.
Yeah, known for it. Yeah. Let's go.
Burn through it.
We ain't taking turns.
Though. Oh.
Welcome to Skull Country. So far, yeah, we've only beaten the one warp zone. But I feel like I've learned so much more about this game than ever before. Because I never really, to be honest, like, I watched a walkthrough, I think, once, or fell asleep to walkthrough someone playing this game. And, they seem kind of bored. But, I don't know, there's something about it that draws me back to it.
Yeah.
Like, I remember it being a little bit more charming than it is every time.
It's like Lou Reed's Blue Mask album.
Or Lulu.
Or, yes! did you ever listen to
that? A lot of people have said that, and I knew this was going to happen, because I knew that people would go down there. Oh, no, you don't have to. You're right. You can keep going. I knew that people would eventually turn around on a Lulu record. I think, you know, with time... Because remember, Metal Machine Music, same thing. At the time, people were like, oh, Lou Reed just released an album full of bullshit. But I think in time, it'll be remembered as, like, Metallica and Lou Reed's probably best... achievement of their careers. That could be wrong. They're one of the crowning achievements of their careers. Okay, this is fucked. There's no way you can get through this part.
Do I have to go up and climb through the...
Can you crawl? You can't crawl. Maybe you have to... Try jumping up back there. That's the only other option I could see. I think you need some kind of, like, jump, warp jump boots or something to get through that part. You need some kind of edible to complete this stage. This is an infuriating game.
I feel it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Yes. But, you know, if you were trapped in that cabin... What's fun to think about is eventually you get so good at it. You leave that cabin a master at something. Oh, and now you're stuck down here.
Yeah.
And no, that's not true. You can go up technically through the stairs and get out. But why bother when you could just die? Ugh.
Oh, man.
Man. This reminds me...
Can you do Marky Smith playing this game?
Drag connection that goes through that door. Nope, nothing. Go here. Ah, wow. Kill the man. My knife.
I don't know, how am I doing?
It's pretty good.
Did I get it?
It's very,
I'm kind of out of touch with the old fall thing these days. They keep releasing records and I keep...
Mixtapes?
Yeah, they keep dropping new mixtapes and I keep not caring.
It's a trend they don't see changing.
It's a trend they don't see changing anytime soon. I don't know, I mean... Maybe...
What if they do something really fresh and exciting and you miss it?
Or really funny. That's what I'm always waiting for. See, when I talk to Jasper more often in my life, I would know, like, what funny shit the fall's been doing lately. Or saying. Like him doing the Chewbacca voice for the first time, you know? Around the era of, like, Fallhead's role. Like, that was exciting. To know that this old, crystal meth abuser is like...
His toothless leg.
Is like, yeah, singing in a Chewbacca voice over his, like, 112th record.
Yeah, no, it's like it's when cool. I found out that, like...
Gucci.
Well, no, like, there was that Shellac record where, like, they have Strong Bad.
What?
On it. Yep.
No!
Yeah. Should...
No!
Yeah, put it on the end of the show. It totally...
There's a new, is it a new Shellac
record? No, it's, it happened... It was still, like, it was, like, 2008 or something, but...
And there was a fucking Homestar Runner reference on a Shellac record?
Yes, believe it.
Believe it or not, it's just me. I don't think you should go in this place again. You
oh, shit, are, yeah.
You have to go to that one that's upstairs and to the left. But wow, yeah, I couldn't imagine what prompted that decision. Unless Steve Albini really likes Homestar Runner.
Oh, that seems to be his sense of humor.
Yeah? Homestar Runner. Like making fun of people with Down syndrome.
Autism.
Yeah. No, he had the thing where you tell that death. I don't think that's autism. I think that's not... Is it Down syndrome, or... I don't know.
It's really,
infuriating, whatever it is. When you open doors, it says, open sesame.
Keys open doors, am I right?
Yeah. What's your point?
I thought this would... This podcast would just be descend into, like, talking about dealing coke, so...
Oh! Keys open doors. How did you even get that?
For someone that listens to so much Stitches.
I know! Oh, I showed my parents Stitches for the first time. And I went to visit them this last weekend. I should have filmed it.
It could have went viral. You could have... That could have been your key out of the stump, Adam.
Right?
Well, have fun trying to sleep at night. All right, I have a gun now. Where do I go?
Now you go out the door. To the left, it's that door. Sorry I'm yawning so much, man. Fuck it, this is not
this good. This game is boring as shit.
It really is. It's kind of a, you know, like, it's a test just to see.
Like, there's a part of this game where you're just punching windows and it has none of, like, the visceral thrill of punching windows. Okay, so how do I switch to the gun?
Oh, my mom's calling. Should I answer?
Definitely.
Okay, here.
Put her on speaker.
Hello? Hey. Good, me and Will are playing Dr. Chaos. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Yes, we are. Oh, what did you think of Stitches? Stitches, the rapper. What didn't she like about his music? Or was it his video that you disagreed with? Which part of it? Making money, having friends. All right. Yeah, happiness. A lot of people are happy doing different things.
Different strokes.
Different strokes, as they say. But call me maybe. It's alright.
Yeah, I didn't like it. I'm sorry.
What about the guy in the Hellraiser mask?
He was a nice touch.
Was he a nice touch? Did you see the video where the guy's in a Hellraiser mask while they're throwing cocaine around the bathroom? Oh, okay. There's a part where they have so much cocaine to sell that they're taking the bags and literally, like, ripping them open and throwing them around the kitchen.
And what that happened?
Hmm? They might have used flour in the video.
Adam.
Yeah. Yeah. You'd know. Yeah. So you doing okay? Yeah, I miss you too. I'll see you in the Thanksgiving time. Yeah, as my brother and his wife and his child come in, his children. Because I really wanted to show them stitches too.
I want to show them what I'm grateful for.
I want to show them, yeah, what I'm thankful for. Right. I showed him Riff Raff, right?
Oh, God. I don't know either.
Yeah. Yeah, he will. He'll learn. He'll have to be exposed to this lifestyle someday. He's moving to Sacramento.
I know. Dad, the area he's looking at, too.
Mm-hmm.
He called me the other day and said, killer whales.
Killer whales?
Yeah. Killer whale.
Killer whale. Yeah.
He's watching a, Planet Earth series and watching the, characters
feel. Oh, wow. Do you have anything to say about that? Does he like them more or less for that?
You're going to have to talk to him about it. But he was also watching some lions tearing up some, what do they care, wildebeest. He said, they're not the lions, they're cute.
He's cool.
But they love selling them.
I don't know.
He also has no remorse. Yeah. I get that.
I know. Jude's gonna watch out, that's all I have to say.
Yeah. Better watch his back. Yeah. Just wanting to murder your brother all the time. Yeah, feeling like it never goes right.
Yeah.
When you try. Yeah. Poor guy. Yeah. I get why he never calls me. Yeah. By showing his kids stitches. Just let them know there's options besides college.
You can be a drug dealing Hellraiser.
Yeah, you can be a drug dealing Hellraiser.
No. No, that would be bad advice.
Yeah, what's your plan? What color is your parachute? That's all I have to say to that. Oh man, I'm like not doing well at this game. We have maybe 5 minutes left, I think, to beat it, and I've only gotten one piece of the machine. Yeah. Right. And I took that to heart. Because that's what I do now, professionally, you could say. Yeah. No. I do it for me. I do it for me first and the band second. Sounds good.
Alright, you take care and try to
keep
that level.
It's not really levels, I'm trying to get pieces of the machine.
Well, you know what? Try to get the pieces of the machine.
Okay, I'll try.
And don't die.
I'll try.
Okay, you try. Okay.
Love you too. Talk to you later. Okay. Well, that went well as it could have been.
I see your relationship with your mom post-stitches is as good as ever.
Yeah. It just feels like she never takes my interests seriously enough.
Well, one day.
Yeah.
Have you told her that you love selling blow?
I haven't. I feel like she'd just laugh it off. She told me to get a real job.
So, like, does she just act like you don't have a gun tattoo on the side of your face?
Pretty much. So, like, Mom, this is permanent. You do realize. I love selling blow.
It's like, Adam, like, she's like, get out of the kitchen, and you're like, no.
I'm trapping right now, Mom. Leave me alone, please.
Trap game Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah. Trap game, vote for Pedro. Oh, man. I need to check the timer. Let's see how we're doing for this game. We have 2 minutes and 24 seconds to go to beat this game. What do you think? What are your predictions?
Grand Slam.
Grand Slam. This is the first time I've ever done this in the history of this podcast. But I think I'm going to say...
This game is a sure thing.
This game is... It's pretty much...
Like, there's no way you can't beat it at this point.
Yeah.
I have a good feeling about this.
So, you know... Oh, God. That was the saddest zombie. There's a zombie with shitty feet and, like, a really sunk... Like, it looks like his six-pack, but...
Can you imagine being, like, one of the animators in the studio and just being like, hey, does this look like a Graveyard Smash?
Yeah.
At least, like, this game could be so much shittier if there was a time limit, and I'm grateful it doesn't have that.
Yeah, and you could keep playing, and if you really wanted to beat this game, a little more time and thought and energy...
And alcohol.
And alcohol...
What would you, if you were still drinking, what would you drink to this game? What would pair with Dr. Chaos?
Well, Mansynth, obviously.
What if you don't have that money?
How much is a bottle of Mansynth?
Oh, it has to be like $60.
Wow.
Like, yeah.
Well, I wouldn't.
Mansynth fans are old enough to have money now, I think.
Yeah.
I'd like to think so.
They're old enough to purchase Mansynth on vinyl. Which is the only way to listen to Manson.
Yeah, the warmth of Lunchbox really comes out.
Yeah, and the great... Was it that worm song?
Oh, Crypto Child?
Cryptor Kid?
Yeah, oh yeah. It's not about, like, this dude called Crypto Child.
Yeah. Can we talk about how Lana Del Rey was...
This by Eminem?
No, and raped apparently in a Marilyn Manson video.
Oh, on purpose?
Yeah, she had a simulated rape scene in a Manson video that never got released that was directed by, I think, Guillermo del Toro. That's how you pronounce his name. one of those shock... Shockumentarians? I don't know. What would you call one of his dogs?
Like, shock game, like, Errol Davis.
Yeah. Errol Morris.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Oh! Hold on.
Hold up.
That's the timer.
Well, right. This was... Well, Adam, I'm glad at the last minute you beat the game.
One motherfucking question they always ask me. Do I get high off my own supply? Shut the fuck up, mind your business. Do I get high off my own supply? 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 Guess what? Hell yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah, I do get high off my own supply. Don't tell me what you know by staying up the whole night. It's a tiredness up in my body that I can't fight. So I gotta do a line of that cocaine, bruh. In my bag, cause I like to do a little coke, bruh. My kid always got that food up on his plate. Straight up. My family always got money in their bank. I'm a G up in these streets, you know I got that rank. And I ain't fucking that bitch if that pussy stank. It's 6 a.m. in the fucking morning. My cocaine and my dick got a moaning. Fuck Young Jeezy, I'm the real fucking snowman. Big Beach went up in prison and you went ghost, man. Do I get high off my own supply? 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 Guess what?